What does it feel like to be back as a starter and kind of back in your role that you've always been used to?
Well, it's always more fun to be part of normal practices and being able to play. That certainly beats, rehab and kind of on your own, like I've said before. So it's good to be back out there today and work with the guys, and I'm just looking forward to being ready to contribute.
I take it you came out of that game okay? You took a good hit to the chest? Your foot feels good, everything?
Yeah. I came out fine, and a couple of days off helped everybody, I'm sure, and I know some guys will get more rest this week, but I look forward to the next couple of days of practice and looking forward to being back in the normal routine next week and trying to do my part to help the team.
Peyton, how helpful is it to have the decision made this early?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, Coach Kubiak, it's probably a better question for him. So I was glad to be back out there today, practicing, throwing with the receivers, working with the guys. And obviously you don't know who you're playing yet, so this is kind of a week to work on yourself physically, getting ready to play, getting some timing down. So we'll do that next couple of days just like we did today.
How's the foot?
It's fine. No issues coming out of the game on Sunday.
Is that the big thing, Peyton, was after the game, seeing how your foot responded and how you felt?
Well, that was probably an encouraging thing for everybody. Certainly, I wouldn't have told Coach Kubiak I was ready to dress out last Sunday had I not felt good. And like I said, I really felt like I put it through a lot of tests during my rehab and tried to really test it to see. And so I felt good going into the game Sunday, had no issues coming out. And like I said, a couple of days these past couple of days off certainly helped as well.
This might seem strange, but it seems like, is it one of those things you got to keep your foot warm so it feels good? I noticed in practice you're kind of jumping up and down, or are you just testing?
Well, there's a lot of feet questions today. I don't know. That's probably a little deeper than I can go on a foot. So it feels fine.
Yeah, you've had your challenges in the last couple months or so physically. What have you learned about yourself dealing with that, and how confident are you that you can stay healthy for another week or so?
No, I'm certainly confident of that. I think certainly a negative of not being healthy enough to play and practice, it's not as much fun as being a part of the team. I guess the positive of that, though, is that the rest of your body does get a chance to kind of heal and feel a little better. So I've tried to take advantage of that and sort of use that time. Yeah.
Over the last 12 months, what have you dealt with?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. If sitting here on a Thursday of the bye week, I'm ready to go into a season-long summary, and I've always told y'all I'll never write a book. I could probably write a pretty good short story though on this past off season and this season, but right now it's fun to be able to focus on the now, and we've played hard this season. A lot of guys have done some great things. Brock's done a great job these past number of weeks to help us be in a position to have a bye and to watch some football this weekend as opposed to having to play. And that's a credit to a lot of guys. And but I'm looking forward to being back part of the team and hopefully contributing in some way.
Let me flip it. Peyton, as a starting quarterback, where you were 5-6 weeks ago, is this opportunity mean even more to you now, or the same as it all?
Yeah, well, certainly, I guess I would have to say, just like 4 years ago, the last time I missed significant time, anytime something is taken away from you, due to health, it does, even though I've never felt like I've taken for granted being healthy and being able to play, when you're not out there playing, it certainly does remind you how fortunate you are when you have the opportunity to be healthy and be ready to play. So that would be my, message to all players out there, when they are healthy, be grateful for it and don't take it for granted, because when you're not, it's certainly not as much fun.
Does it feel like the last rodeo here, or do you allow yourself to think that?
Oh, look, I'd be lying to say I've never thought. I know people say, I'm not thinking about that. I've never thought about that. That's probably not the case. But I am excited to be thinking about, who we're going to play this weekend and to have the opportunity to help. to contribute in some way. And as far as anything beyond that, there'll be a time and a place for that. But, you know, sitting here on a Thursday, it's certainly not the time.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
How did you think you played?
What's that?
How did you think you played?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't play a lot, just played a half. And like I said, good thing about getting to the playoffs is that you don't really have to go back on what's happened in the past, and you put yourself in a position to get to this point, and now it's about trying to be a better team and everybody play a little bit better. And there's no doubt we've won 12 games this year due to everybody doing their part, everybody contributing at different times, and that'll certainly be the case for us to have the best chance to advance starting next weekend. I can't really say that. This is just the beginning of going to work. We had a good start today. Like I said, we're kind of working on us, trying to get everybody feeling good physically, working on some fundamental things. You don't know who you're playing. We'll find out Saturday night, which is kind of new. Usually you can't find out till Sunday. So it's always an exciting time of the year, though, being in the playoffs and finding out who you're going to play and looking forward to that challenge.
Last one, Tammy.
No, this has been our team all along. This has been a we from the get-go on this team. Going back to the first game against Baltimore, that game and every game from thereafter, the games we've won have been we wins, us wins, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's done their part, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to have a chance in the postseason. Everybody doing their part, and I want to be able to do my part.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.